Pharmac knew there would be clinical reasons why some epilepsy patients would not tolerate a change to their medicines, but went ahead with a switch that forced more than 10,000 people to change brands of the anti-epileptic drug lamotrigine. The admission was contained in evidence presented by Pharmac today at the Chief Coroner's Inquest into whether the brand switch had any role in the deaths of six people who died after changing epilepsy medication. The inquest also heard from an international expert with 25 years' experience in tackling epilepsy deaths, who says changing the brands of medication is a known risk factor in epilepsy fatalities. Guyon Espiner was there and told me savings were at the root of Pharmac's decision to make the switch.
Well, the starting basis is money. They wanted to save $30 million over 5 years in making this change, and they'd been trying to do it for a while, but they'd been advised against it. In fact, it was interesting to hear that the years that they'd been advised not to switch brands of epilepsy drugs in 2009, 2010, 2012 and 2013, all years in which they were given advice, don't do this, it's a little bit risky. But in 2019, their specialist committee gave them the green light. They said they sought and received sound clinical advice that there should not be a risk for the majority of patients. But the key thing to me today was their acknowledgement that for a small number of patients, there were clinical reasons why they would not tolerate a brand switch. How many, you might ask? Around about 100, they thought, possibly. So it's interesting to look at it in that context. You wanted to save the money, and this is to put it back into buying other drugs, right? Now, the Pharmac's not pocketing the money themselves. They're trying to spend it on other drugs that people need. They wanted to save that money, and they went ahead with this, although they did know that for a small amount of people, they weren't going to tolerate the brand change. So that, to me, was the key point today.
So to be clear, they had that knowledge prior to making this decision to put people on a different drug. They knew that there would be people within that group who wouldn't tolerate it.
Who wouldn't tolerate it, and then would be able to seek exceptional circumstances funding. So you fill out a form and say, I can't tolerate this, and you get to stay on your original brand. And so Pharmac had that process up and running, and they did inform people and they advised them. The difficulty with that is you don't know who it's going to be in advance. And could it be that the adverse event you had was very, very serious, and then you had to apply for this special circumstances funding? I mean, disregarding, we don't know whether the deaths were caused. You and I have talked about this. We don't know whether the deaths were caused by the brand change. But even a seizure is devastating for someone with epilepsy because you lose your driver's license and lose your job, potentially. So those are all arguments that you've got to look into with this. They did know a small amount of people would have a change. They said, well, you can apply for funding to stay on your original brand, but you didn't know in advance who would be the most vulnerable.
Right, so there was a UK expert talking today also around the issue of brand changes of epilepsy medicine, and they said that this could be a real risk in terms of death?
Yeah, that's right. It is that blatant. That's Jane Hannah. She's OBE. She's got 25 years experience in looking at epilepsy deaths in the UK, and the UK don't allow this to happen in the way it happened in New Zealand. They say, look, this drug, lamotrigine, is what they call a category 2 drug. If you switch it, you've got to do it in consultation, in a medical consultation with the patient's knowledge. See, these patients didn't even know many of them are being switched. What we found out in the inquest, many of their doctors didn't know that they were being switched. So she says...
So what, they would go to the pharmacy, just fill their prescription, and at that point they're given different?
Worse than that. They'd get home and see, or they'd been taking it for a while. It would have a little sticker on it saying, "This your drug's been changed, but it's the same as the one you were taking previously." So in terms of a patient right-to-know basis, it's pretty much a slam dunk. They did not know. Now, Pharmac says that they went to great lengths, and they did. They put it on their website. They emailed this, that, the next person. They did make a big effort to do that. But we found the GPs themselves didn't know. So Pharmac may well have tried, but the message certainly didn't get through. And Pharmac said it was surprised to hear. They were listening through the GPs, so we didn't know about it. Some of the GPs caring for the patients who died.
And so this inquest has heard from MedSafe this week as well. Now, they opposed the switch initially. Have they stuck to that position?
They have. Their position is it shouldn't have happened. They didn't want it to happen. It went against international best practice, like we've talked about with the UK, and it posed a potential significant safety risk, they said, and they are sticking with that position.
So what happens now?
Well, we hear from another Pharmac person giving evidence tomorrow, and then the inquiry runs into next week, where we have a neurologist speaking, and then it'll be some time before the chief coroner, Judge Deborah Marshall, makes her findings in this case.
And that was investigative journalist Guyon Espiner.